Look in my eyes for my mistake. I'm on the grind 25-8. Money on my mind, that's how I play. If you got it now, this what I say.
Listen to this.
If you ain't a Negro, boy.
Usually I pick good guests. Usually I pick good guests. But damn, I got the fucking most.
I didn't say I want to go leave. I said I want to go smoke hookah.
Man, there ain't no hookahs here, so you got to leave for that.
Here's
the vape.
It's the same day.
Welcome to episode 10 of the Swerve City Podcast. We made it to 10 episodes. How does it feel to be on the 10th anniversary?
The 10th anniversary. That's awesome. When you was telling me that you was gonna do this podcast thing when before it became a thing, I was like, oh, it's not gonna last. But
he's honest.
You've had 10 episodes. I'm very proud of you, little bro, and keep doing the damn thing.
Hey, I don't half-ass nothing in this life. You can't. Because when you do, you just start, everything falls apart when that happens.
Motivational shame.
Yeah, I try to be. Sort of his confidence. Be confident in everything you do.
Hey, my name is Montez Moore. I am the co-host. Welcome to the 10th episode of the Swerve City Podcast. We thank you for tuning in. As always, you guys that are live on the Facebook right now, live on the Instagram right now. We thank you.
Look at this.
You said you was going to use one of those things. Look
at this. Oh, my God. Look at this shit right here.
Oh, okay.
Right, so that, I just didn't say anything. I was like, okay.
And you wouldn't. It's okay.
Whatever, man.
You know what? We're going to get right.
I've never done Instagram Live, so I don't know.
It's easy. It's three steps. See?
We do an official here live on the Swerve City Podcast. So while they're getting everything straight, let me tell you guys what's going on.
Yeah, pay some bills.
We want to first thank you guys that whoever have subscribed so far to Swerve City Podcast. pivotshare.com. You guys who have paid your $4.99 and subscribed, we thank you very much for tuning in, for showing love. Episode 9, Don't Waste Them, with Jason Cade and Andrew Everett, is now live on the channel, swervecitypodcast.pivotshare.com. For all you guys who have subscribed as well, if you guys are subscriptions to the High Spots Network, the Defy On Demand, and Progress On Demand, you guys are able to see all three of those on all of those networks. So if you guys are tuning in, we dropped episode 9 this past Saturday, and we also dropped live in Seattle on swervecitypodcast.pivotshare.com. I'm going to keep repeating that. You guys tune in, show love, make sure you subscribe. It's only $4.99. We're dropping episodes each and every week. For the next few weeks, we're dropping 2 episodes a week. We're dropping the first episode, that one of the first episodes that we did, and then we're dropping a new episode that we're doing, which is today. So you get episode 10 and then a previous episode that was on YouTube. Now, for all of you guys who have been watching on the YouTube channel, we are letting you know that slowly the full episodes are being taken down. So if you guys have not caught up, youtube.com/Swerve City Podcast. Make sure you guys catch those episodes, because if you haven't seen them, they're coming down and you have to subscribe. So make sure you go and subscribe anyway. Once again, we are on the High Spots Network, we are on Progress On Demand, and we are on Defy On Demand.
Boom, moving on. If you check out this loud-ass shirt that I'm wearing, this is a sponsorship from the rap group Flatbush Zombies that I did some work for recently in the past couple months, actually.
Absolutely.
And I became real cool with them, great guys. Love you, Meech, Eric, Juice. Thank you for everything you've done, bringing me out there to shoot this music video. And in turn, they became sponsorships for the show. So we got Flatbush Zombies t-shirt and merch right here that you can get at thegloriousdead.com. I repeat, thegloriousdead.com, if you want to actually purchase shirts like these and a whole group of other merchandise, hats, pants, shorts, pictures, all that shit. It's all dope. It's all cool. And we got a sponsorship from Pro Wrestling Revolver from Sammy Callahan. You can follow them at Instagram and Twitter at PW Revolver. Check them out. We got a show coming up in the end of the month in Iowa where I'm going to be in a 8-man tag in a cage match with Sammy Callahan, OVE, and Larry D versus myself, Jason K, Matt Palmer, and a mystery opponent. You gotta watch and check it out to see who it is. It's PW
not,
Revolver.
It's not me.
It's not Moose. We can't afford any more black people, so it's not Moose. And, of course, we got my man Montez wearing the collar and elbow shirt right here. I'm going to move that over here. Stand up, show them what it look like.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Collar and Elbow, another sponsorship for us.
This is what we do here, man. Rocking that merch, man. New fall line right here, man.
The new fall line. This is the new merchandise from Collar Elbow dropping in the fall. We got it early. Boom.
Dropping soon.
You can purchase these shirts and their other types of merchandise at collarandelbowbrand.com. I repeat, collarandelbowbrand.com. And follow them on Twitter and Instagram at collarxelbow. I repeat, collarxelbow. And pick up the new line of shirts. And we even got our producer and director over there, Cy, behind the camera, rocking the Collar and Elbow brand stuff. You like shirts like that, turn around. They got shit on the back, too. Goddamn.
He's sponsored too, you know what I mean? We show everybody, man. We got love for everybody in these streets, you heard?
Oh, my hammer fell. Yep. But
that's
yeah.
B-boys.
So that's just a little bit of information, hitting the sponsorships early. We got a lot going on, and we still got a whole other live events coming up soon. We got to be in Tennessee next week. It's going to be live as a bitch.
Yeah, man. Be live, man. You know, for you guys who are going to be in the Tennessee area, shout out to my Titans. You know, we.
Y'all trash. Don't even talk.
We beat the teams we ain't supposed to beat, and we lose the teams that we supposed to beat. That's why we're always 8-8. But anyway,
That's why Moose chose not to play with them.
I don't blame you, brother. Live, you know, we're going to be live in Tennessee for the Swerve City podcast
with NGW.
NGW. Make sure you guys get your tickets.
Moose, for NGW, had a good time there. This time, this month, we're going to be doing a live podcast before the show.
Absolutely.
Before I go out there and perform.
Big things.
We also live in the week after that. We're going to be doing a Tampa live podcast.
Yes, we're going to do live in Tampa for the Evolve show. Just got off the phone with one of the powers that be at Evolve, and that is getting lined up right now. So got everybody who is in the Tampa area, we're live. You know, if you're a hop, skip, and a jump in the Florida area, we're not too far. Come out and see the podcast live.
And if you come out and see it, you might be up on the damn show. Who knows? I'll pull you on stage. I don't give a damn. It's my show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you guys also, for the last sponsor, if you guys follow a guy who is my mentor, his name is Charmelo Durant. He is a producer for Busta Rhymes, P.D. Pablo, Belleville DeVoe, New Edition. He just dropped a new book called From Ghetto to Greater. That is on Amazon and Barnes & Nobles right now. You just go in Amazon and the, in the Barnes & Noble search engines and put in From Ghetto to Greater. That's the first book that comes up. It's a book of poetry on his life. He speaks on his life in the musical form. Everything's done in poetry form. And it also has a audio version as well, which has the music behind of the stuff that he's talking about in the audiobook. So make sure you guys go to Amazon and Barnes & Noble and search for Ghetto to Greater. And he has a live tour coming in 2019 as well. So maybe, you know, we link up something with him, he links something up with us, and we, you know what I mean?
Are you in the book? I gotta ask.
Am I in the book?
Yes.
Nah, I ain't that raw.
I was just lying, said I was in the book.
Check it out, hear what he says about me. It's 3 lines. 400 page book, I got 3 lines.
Nah,
you trash.
Yeah, he said I'm garbage.
He garbage.
He said he garbage.
I'm in the book.
You ain't in the book, but you on the episode 10 of the Swerve City podcast. Let me introduce you to the man that brought me here to Florida in the first place. The man that gave me a home when I didn't have shit. I still barely got shit, but now I'm in a better place with having no shit. My man, Moose Nation. Also, did you main event last year's Bound for Glory?
No, I didn't.
Who's the main event of last year's Battle Glory?
I don't remember. Was it Del Patron?
Maybe.
And somebody, I don't remember. Maybe Bobby Lashley. No, I wrestled Bobby Lashley in last year's Battle Glory in a cage match. Honestly, I don't know who main evented last year's Battle Glory.
Do you know what you had for breakfast this morning?
No, I do not.
God damn.
You're asking the wrong person.
That's
last year's Bound for Glory, I was in a cage match.
Slammiversary. What would you do for Slammiversary?
I main evented Slammiversary.
That's the one I'm thinking of. Yes. Okay.
Me and Austin Aarons, which is my very good friend now, actually.
How'd that happen?
It's weird. Wrestling world, weird things happen in wrestling world.
Is it as weird as the outfits you've been wearing on Impact?
There's nothing weird about my outfits.
You don't think there's nothing weird about that condom of an outfit jacket that you was posting on social media recently?
Totally
there's nothing weird. That you look like Morpheus coming through the
totally
matrix.
Totally known.
The bondage moose.
Dude, totally known.
Bondage nation.
My dog was swagging. I don't know what y'all.
Thank you.
Swagging.
Thank my dog was swagging. You know fashion.
My dog was swagging.
You know fashion.
You know what I mean? Yeah. My dog was swagging.
Fashion, man.
Am I missing something?
Dude? Moose to God,
bro. So you do his music for him in Impact. Yeah. So therefore, you on cahoots.
I do music for you too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I never wore nothing outrageous like that.
Oh, well, you don't know what fashion is.
I never
wore. Frank.
I do not.
You
look at the shirt I'm wearing right now. You look at the shirt I'm wearing right now.
This is what you do.
This is what I do. This is what I do. I put y'all on. I put you all on. You chose to wear that tricycle. And the romper.
And it's lovely. And it's just 80% of
my
social swag, media.
I don't know.
Don't know what they're talking about when they say my outfits are ugly.
My dog swag.
I don't think they're ugly. I just think they are extravagant in not the positive realm.
Well, that's, you know what, Moose, it's a good thing you're here because we can teach our brother here in the middle about hip hop.
Because
me and this guy have been disagreeing all weekend about music.
We agreed on something last weekend about music, actually, with this Wayne album.
Yeah, I think the Wayne album was
good. Yeah, we agreed on that. It was good.
So, okay. So we're gonna go right into the music thing, cause we ain't here to talk about wrestling.
No, let's not talk about wrestling.
No, I hate it. We here to talk about everything else but it, and the media industry, the fucking music. Let's go start. Let's get into music first, cause we can go into sports.
Come to my world. Let's get over here.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right. Let's go. So we had a debate. Actually, I was going on flipping through Instagram, and I follow a lot of like these podcasters, these hip hop guys, these hip hop heads in the industry, and I looked on the Charlamagne Tha God Instagram, and I'm pretty sure you haven't heard, but T.I. albums dropped this past weekend.
Okay,
right?
Didn't hear about that.
Exactly my point.
Right.
That I'm going to get at. But I'm going to get at. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm not the guy to. I mean, maybe I'm not the guy that go into this. I don't hear about a lot of people's albums.
But you knew Wayne's album came out.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe 2 days before it came out. It's not like.
But everybody did because he announced like 2 days before that it was coming out.
Okay, so yeah.
But that's also the point I'm making.
I'm cooking.
But that's also the point I was making.
Cooking side.
So on the Instagram post, Charlamagne Tha God, post that the album came out. Advertising it for T.I. and he ended up going on Breakfast Club that day, maybe probably that morning or whatever.
Yeah, the next day.
And he said one of T.I. promoting the album. Don Trap, named the album Don Trap. And he said T.I. probably the 7th greatest hip hop artist of all time.
But
how bold of a statement is that to make?
But the thing with that is my opinion on that is like
I understand it's promotion.
Just
too.
Like wrestling, I feel like there's no.
I think I said we wasn't going to talk about wrestling.
I'm not talking about wrestling. I'm just using a wrestling
mean.
Reference.
I say what you mean.
Just like wrestling, there's no way to judge who's the best rapper or the best artist of all time. So it's all opinionated. So whoever Charlamagne could say, "Oh, T.I. is the best rapper of all time." It's all opinion. How do you prove who's number one, number two, who's number three? There's no way to prove that. There's no fact.
The only other way is album sales.
It's only by album sales.
But even that's like a stretch.
But if we go by album sales, and Flo Rida is probably the best
rapper
of all time. But we're not. Yeah. So.
Which is true.
Do I like T.I.? I love his music. There was a time period where T.I. was hot. And
he was the hottest thing out there.
He was just bringing out fire.
It was
like,
him and Wayne.
Yeah, him and Wayne. Yeah. But. He kind of
Why does everybody always say him and Wayne and leave out Luda? Nobody ever says Ludacris.
I think Luda's run ended before them too. Yeah, I
think
Luda's run ended before T.I. Yeah, Luda's run definitely ended before T.I. and Tom Wayne.
That's like I
have a co-space kind of share. Yeah, y'all have more of the streets though. So
I think Luda's run ended when he like branched into movies.
Yeah, but he still, like, even with that, he still did Release Therapy, which won him the Grammy.
Okay, let's.
Because like I always say, like T.I. and Luda always share a slot together. I don't think there was one above the other.
It was Wayne and then it was them two.
I'll take T.I. over Luda.
Really?
Yeah.
I will.
I think I'm not opposed to that. But for me personally, I always think they shared a slot instead of one was over the other.
I think Luda was more, I don't know the exact words to use to describe Luda. He was more, he hit a certain crowd, and T.I. hit a certain crowd. I think T.I. hit more the, I guess, the streets, if that's what you want to call it.
Talk your shit.
And Luda hit more the, you know what I'm saying, the more richer.
He was more mainstream.
He was, Luda was more mainstream than T.I.
Because he got more comedy rap.
Yeah, he got more comedy rap, where T.I. was more hood, like, more
trap,
you know,
music.
Trap music. I think.
But you could say T.I. did the same thing later on, in a later time period. Than
I think T.I. started out with trap music.
You think
I think Luda started out with trap music and then branched out to more mainstream, man. T.I. just stuck to trap music.
Luda was out before T.I.
Yeah.
But T.I. has had more longevity than Ludacris.
But to say he's this one of like the top
but who
10,
has made more money? I definitely Luda is
probably way yeah. Once you get Fast and Furious, yeah. Brad, that's
once
a
you
rap.
Get into what, well, that's just like Fast and Furious or yeah. whatever it is.
Yeah, that's
a whole separate check.
You can't
outside of music.
Yeah,
but he also made music for.
But T.I. has made movies too. Like T.I. has made some great movies. Like me.
Great,
not some great, some good movies. I mean, think about T.I. is in a Marvel film. He's been in two Marvel films. Like,
yeah,
he's been in
ATL.
ATL
is a good
movie.
A classic? You want to call ATL a classic?
A hood classic.
Oh, a hood classic.
I want to call ATL.
Yeah,
that.
170 over 130.
Oh,
T.I. was that movie that when
my pulse.
I forget the name of it. When it was like,
exactly, you forget the name of it.
I forget the name of a lot of movies.
But you could say Marvel, you could say the Fast and the Furious, yeah. But then you forget certain projects that they do, and that's the point I'm trying to make. So like to claim that he's one of the top 10 of all time, you have to beat
ten people. You could argue that.
You have to beat 10 people.
You could argue that. I mean, it's arguable.
Of all time?
It's arguable that T.I. is top 10.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't give him that. Because I'll give him top 20, but I cannot give him top 10. Because you have to beat 10 slots to get to top 10. Now, I can think of 10 artists
if you ask 10 different people, their top 10 will be 100% different. But that's why I say it's arguably, you can argue.
Okay, if you
that
round
T.I.
up, okay, you take those 10 people and you round it up.
I think T.I. can.
Yeah, you also got to add to this too.
If you say that, I think T.I. will crack the top 10. If you take,
I'll give him 20, but I can't.
You got to think about it.
Let me go to the social media world over here. I can't do this alone.
It's regional. It's regional is where you come from. A lot of it has to do with where you grew up, what you relate to. But when it comes to the top 10, when it comes to the top 10, top 20, it also has to do with this. And this is what I think, well, me...
Official Urban Legend wouldn't put T.I. in the top 10. That's one vote.
What we wouldn't do, what we're not doing, is we're not taking longevity of careers. I don't think we do that enough as fans. I don't think we respect the longevity and how long these guys' careers have been to the point where before they start falling off. You got to think about it like this. You name some people in the 10 that might be better or might have better music or might be something that's more my style, but they're not as consistent as T.I. Now, does consistency necessarily make you a top 10 rapper? No, but what it does is it does add to the conversation, because that's very difficult to be around 11 years and then just start failing, tailing off at the 10, 11 year career.
I think now that we get into it, and just in my top 10, I think T.I. will crack my top 10.
Your top 10, fine. Top 10 of all time, but I can't give him that.
But there's no...
I give him 20.
But your top 10 of all time could be different. It's probably different than my top 10
okay.
of all time.
Okay,
okay. We did this the other... Easy's top 10 of
we
all
did
time.
Do you put T.I. over Outkast?
For me personally, yes.
No, all time. All time. Not just you.
Yes.
All time.
Yes.
You put T.I. over Outkast?
Yes, of all time, yes. I put T.I. over Outkast.
Cut the camera off. We're done here. I'm done. You run the show.
I'll run the show now.
I'm out of here.
I'm out of here.
Fans, you can look at the ceiling, fans. I'm done.
Outkast.
Over Outkast?
Yes, I put T.I. over Outkast.
You put T.I. over Outkast.
We did a top 10 list, and we didn't even put Biggie and Pac in the list.
I'm not a big Outkast fan, so that's for me personally.
Okay, I'm not a Jadakiss fan.
And Jadakiss would not be my top 10.
No, mine either. But as far as lyricism, he's one of the greatest lyricists in hip hop history. For Jadakiss, I'm not a fan of his, but I understand that I can take the biased opinion away and be like, okay, he goes right here.
Why isn't Big Pun in your top 10 lyricists of all time? When he's clearly top 3 to ever do a lyric.
He's only had like a 3-year run. 2 years maybe. To go all time?
Shane, don't do this.
To go all time?
Shane, don't do this.
He's one of the greatest flows of all time.
Okay.
Lyricism. Okay. Yeah. He's okay. One of the greatest flows ever to do.
He's not in my top 10 either.
Like, now, I'm just speaking lyrically. He's not in my top 10 either.
So why are you arguing for him?
I'm saying lyrically. Lyrically is different from overall. Lyrically is different from overall. I'm saying pen to pad. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying his career. His career got cut short. But I'm just saying lyrically, like the lyrical ability. That's all I'm saying. Y'all, Moose's channel, everybody's channel, is Big Pun, lyrically, pen to pad, one of the best to ever do it. That's all I'm saying. Is he top 10 lyrically? That's it. I'm not saying he's the best.
That's the thing I hate.
I can't
give him
that.
When it comes to the conversation, I hate breaking it down. This is just me when I talk about this. When I talk about best rappers or best artists, let's say artists. When you say rapper, like, then you have to break it down. Are you talking about make music or are you talking about lyrics?
We separate the list totally with that.
Then it's different. Then my top 10 will be different if you're talking about lyrics and if you're talking about music making. Like,
with the T.I. argument, I'm talking about all time. I'm not talking lyrics.
You're talking about everything, just making music.
Music.
Then, like, yeah, T.I. is my top 10, yes.
I can't give him top 10.
Then T.I. is my top 10.
I can't give him top 10. I'll give him top 20.
Okay, so let me hear who your top 10 is.
Please.
Top 10.
Please.
Please.
I'll give you this last.
I need to hear this.
Okay. Top 10 of all time. And I'm going to take away Biggie and Pac.
Hey, if it's somebody that is not supposed to be in that top 10,
cut them off.
You should have left that. Okay,
I'm leaving.
No, you can put a hold. I'll let you put a hold on maybe two of them. But top 10 of all time.
Oh, do we still have the chair from the last?
Yeah, right behind you. Yeah.
You get a top out in that
chair.
Oh,
yeah. Hold on.
The Moose chair is here.
The Moose chair is back, everybody. Yeah. We brought back the Moose chair, and it's going to be right over there.
Okay,
cut. You ain't going to be on camera.
Let's hear that top 10 right now.
Top 10.
Please, let's hear this top 10.
Top 10.
Get ready for it, Shane.
Get ready for it, Shane.
All right, top 10.
Get ready.
Top 10. Okay, I'm taking out Biggie and Pac. They're not there.
No, they are there because they're top 10. They are there.
We did 13 people without Biggie and Pac.
We were bickering the whole day.
I didn't call my match. It was bad.
He called me, bro. Like, we were arguing.
Put the match together. I got to finish the conversation.
Okay.
All right, so.
Check this out. And you guys are going to probably tell me to go sit down. I don't care, whatever. If you're talking about Biggie and Pac, like, okay, Biggie was good, but I don't think
Biggie was good.
No, Biggie was great. Biggie was great.
Biggie was Biggie.
That's what I'll say. And but he only had 2 albums.
Yeah.
So can you really put him in the top 10 for somebody who only had 2 albums?
In fact,
I would take T.I. if you're talking about all around what they both have done. I'll take T.I. because T.I. has done more than Biggie has. Biggie only put out 2 albums.
You know who else has done more than Biggie? Flo Rida.
Yeah, but Biggie only put out 2 albums. Okay, I know we say we're not going to talk about wrestling. No. I know you're not. We say we're not going to talk about wrestling. Us putting Biggie in the top 10 is us saying Flip Gordon is a top 10 best wrestlers. He hasn't wrestled long enough to put him in that conversation. I feel like we give Biggie everything. We give Biggie because he died.
Well,
early.
Yeah, you know, dead rappers get better promotion.
So people say Biggie is the best of all time because he died early. But yes, if you look at what he did, he didn't do enough.
I don't think that's Moose chair worthy because a lot of people make that argument.
Yes,
a lot of people make that argument.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'll put it in basketball terms. Right now, right?
You already put Drake as one of the top 10 point guards.
No. Okay, I'm not going to say Russell Westbrook.
Okay, go ahead.
Ben Simmons.
Yeah, I hate that.
That's like saying Ben Simmons is the top 10, top 10 basketball players of all time. You can't put him there. Yes, he's great. Yes, he's good. Yes, he's probably going to be one of the best of all time. But right now, he hasn't done enough. Okay. But if he died today, then people would be like, oh, yeah, Ben Simmons is the best. Okay. He's the greatest. That's why you can't. That's why I will put T.I. in my list before I put Biggie in my list. Because T.I. has done more.
Give me do you put T.I. over Wayne?
No. I can't do that.
Okay, all right, so we're adding Biggie and Pac to the list?
We're adding Biggie and Pac.
So that's three people, right?
Okay, yeah.
Do you put him over 50 Cent?
As far as subject matter, yes.
Do you put him over 50 Cent? No.
But that's breaking down categories, though.
Do you put him over LL Cool J?
Yes and no. Yes, because I'm not a big
fan. That's a lot of body
work. I'm going to tell you why I say yes and no. Yes, because I'm not a big LL Cool J fan, but me being realistic, no.
No, that's five already. Yeah. We're halfway there.
Yeah.
Drake.
Yes, No.
Don't fight me.
No.
Kendrick.
Yes.
You put T.I. over Kendrick?
Yes. Kendrick doesn't have enough body of work.
He has four albums.
That's going back to...
He's been in the game 10 years.
That's going back... He has four albums, but...
And he's been in the game 10 years.
All four albums have been great. It's been the last two albums that have done... That has brought his name out there. So you can't take his first two albums. That's going back to the Ben Simmons conversation. You can't put Kendrick out there.
Kendrick has been rapping for 10 years.
Okay, but... He's only been hot. Kendrick's been out for 10 years. Kendrick only has been hot for the last 4 or 5 years. So you can't put him out. You can't put him over T.I. T.I.'s been hot for 10 years.
This is what a
Kendrick's been hot for 3 or 4.
This is what a consistency argument comes in.
What do you mean? Kendrick's only been hot for 3 or 4 years. T.I.'s been hot for 10 years strong.
He's not been...
Since 2012 when Good Kid, M.A.A.D. City dropped.
Okay, 6 years.
And T.I. has been hot
since I was in...
I respect longevity. I cannot put someone with 3-4 albums over a guy that has 10 in Vickers.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Shake your head
on that. Okay. Kendrick out.
No, Kendrick is top 10. Ben Simmons is top 10 of all time.
This is when I put somebody in my top 10. How are people responding to your music when you're not hot no more? How are people responding to your music when you're not the man anymore?
Nobody plays Nelly anymore.
Nelly had a short run. We're not saying that Kendrick doesn't deserve to be in the conversation. I just can't put him over T.I. right now because I haven't seen what he's been when he's not the man.
We'll take Kendrick out.
Leave him there, though, like a teeter-totter because he's almost there.
He's almost not there yet.
Okay, now.
Just my opinion.
Next on the list.
He's close, though.
Who did I have? It was just in my head. M.
He's not over. He's not over.
You don't put M over T.I.
I'll put M over T.I., yeah.
Okay, Dr. Dre.
I don't think Dr. Dre is top 10. I think Dr. Dre is more of a producer. I think Dre is more of a producer.
He's made three albums!
He hasn't made an album in goddamn how long? He's a producer.
I can't do that one.
I look at Dre more of a producer. I don't look at now. I look at Dre more of a producer.
But we're looking at overall.
Overall. You put T.I. over Kanye.
Oh, that's hard.
You put him over Snoop.
We're at nine people now. No. Okay, you asked me a question. Definitely not Snoop.
T.I.
doesn't go
over Snoop. T.I. doesn't go over Snoop, and he doesn't go over Kanye.
I feel like Kanye and T.I.
His head hurts.
I feel like Kanye and T.I. is like neck to neck right
too. You put him over Nas.
No.
That's nine people.
I don't put him over Nas. No.
That's nine people.
There's a God.
No. That's nine people.
Just don't put him over Nas.
Jay-Z?
You put him over Jay-Z?
No.
That's ten people.
But I put him over Dre. This is my opinion. I put him over Dre.
I put him over Dre.
And I might put him
People having heart attacks on my screen.
Dre or Drake?
Dre.
Okay. You didn't put him over Drake, though.
No.
You You didn't put him over Drake.
How do you put him over Drake, but don't put him over Dr. Dre?
Because I told you, Dre, in my opinion, is more of a producer.
But he's rapped.
Okay, yes. Back in George the day,
Carroll,
earlier.
George Carroll says, I bet Moose can't spell Nas.
Okay. Oh, back. Back in the 80s when he rapped. If that's the case.
Check this out.
If I'm putting T.I.
That chair is getting hot.
If I put Dr. Dre over T.I., then I would have to put Ice Cube over T.I.
You have to!
No.
Yes!
No.
You don't put Cube over T.I.?
No, I don't.
I damn sure don't.
I don't. No.
Okay. Stand by it.
Can I get my top 10?
Snoop, you don't put him over Snoop. You put Snoop over T.I. or Snoop?
I can't put T.I. over Snoop.
You put T.I. over Snoop?
No, I put Snoop over T.I.
I can't put T.I.
That's nine people.
Okay, I think T.I. breaks he's probably beating number 10.
Oh, there's somebody else I'm missing.
That's the thing. This is my thing. Between him and
Rick Ross?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I put T.I. over Rick Ross.
I can do that. I can see that.
Yeah, T.I. over Rick.
I can see that. I can see that. Big Sean, no. I'm a Big Sean fan, and I'm saying no.
Is T.I. over Game?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm just naming people, though. Yeah. I'm just throwing people.
Dre's body of work.
I love Dre. I like Game.
Yeah, Dre's body of work has produced Kendrick, has produced 50, and Game and all these guys.
Okay. I gotta take him out of the top ten.
That's a whole separate list for like lyricism.
I don't put Dre in the top ten as a rapper, no.
Listen, I gotta take T.I. out because I cannot under any circumstances put him over DMX. He is not over DMX under any night.
DMX.
T.I. over DMX. He's not over DMX.
That's 10.
Okay, can I give you my top 10?
Go ahead. Give me your top 10.
I'll give you my top 10.
No. There's a difference between your top 10. That's opinionated. I'm talking about realistic.
This whole thing is opinionated.
There's favoritism. Like, I would love to put fucking.
It's opinionated.
I would love to put
Lupe Fiasco
in the whole.
This whole thing is opinionated.
Start
with his favorite top 10. Give me a top 10.
My top 10, and I'm going to try to be not biased as.
Your top 10 and realistic.
Realistic. It's going to be Pac. I'm not going to put Biggie number 2, even though everybody is probably going to be like, oh, Biggie, he only had 2 albums. Not enough longevity. Not saying he's not great. He's great. I love this music. He was a man, but he's not number 2. So many people cracked that before him. I'll say Pac. I will say M. I will say Wayne. That's 3.
Yep.
I will say Jay. 4. I will say Nas. 5.
Talk your shit.
I will say DMX. 6.
Talk your shit.
Mm-hmm.
I will say Biggie. 7.
Okay.
I will say, did I say Wayne already?
Yes, you did. That's, you didn't say T.I. yet.
I will say Drake. 8. I haven't said T.I. I told you T.I. is number 10.
Yeah, he said T.I. was number 10. Yeah. He did say that.
Number 9, I'll probably say Snoop.
That's a good list.
But I can't put T.I. 10 at that. That's T.I. the only 10. Thing. That's my only argument.
I'll put Drake Crouch on top 10.
Yeah, Drake. Because Drake, ever since the reason why Drake has cracked my top 10, because ever since Drake came out, has been hot music after hot music after hot album after hot album after hot album.
Yeah, views are more like album.
So you have to put him up there because he has longevity. He has done it. Same thing with Wayne. Like, ever since Wayne came out, Wayne has had hot album after hot album after hot album. And it feels like Drake followed the same pattern. Hot album. You can't name one album that Drake put out that didn't go mainstream and wasn't.
More Life.
More Life did.
Yeah, a couple of songs on More Life that was mainstream. Like, every. Drake
what was
is
the, what was the hot song for More Life? That wasn't Hotline Bling because I was views.
Damn, I couldn't tell you.
Ah!
You can just look it up. Like,
Passion Fruit?
You're from
that. That was a big one.
Now.
Alright, now
we go to the Dawg's top 10. Let's get to the Dawg's
top 10. Yeah, let's go to my man, the actual rapper.
Let's go to the. I ain't that good. Don't worry about me. Let's go to the Dawg's top 10, right? This is my realistic top 10 here. Mine is a little different.
Yeah. Yeah, he has songs. Are you serious?
For More Life? I don't know them. Uh-huh. Passion Fruit? Okay.
Portland?
Portland, yeah.
Oh, that fucking song. Trash.
No, that's not. Fake Love?
Oh, okay. That's More Life. Yeah, that's. I didn't like that album.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Top 10 all time, right? For me. This is just me. Realistic. Mix of favorite realistic.
I know that one.
Jay-Z, Eminem, Nas, Jay-Z, Eminem, Nas, Snoop, DMX, mm-hmm. Pac, Biggie, three more. I have to say this. LL Cool J. LL's in there. Have to give a big shout out to my man, who else? Scarface. Scarface is in there.
We never say groups either, so that's why I can't say
groups. Is a whole nother conversation.
That's a whole nother deal.
That's a whole nother conversation.
That's why I leave out Outkast and leave out the fucking EPMD and one more, Rakim, Eric B's, and all
one that. More. It's usually a teeter totter, but I have to put Busta Rhymes in there. Number 10.
My man.
Consistent.
I'll put T.I.
1990.
I'll put T.I. over Busta. I'll say that.
I think to me,
I can't do that.
I think to me, Monty, it will be between T.I.
Even though T.I.'s albums are better.
I think it would be between T.I. and Kanye that cracks that 10th spot. That would be like,
that's true. Kanye's there too.
Split. I keep saying Kanye. Kanye's like a.
I feel like them two have done. The
I have
same
to put.
Amount
I have to put Kanye.
Wherever you put Jay-Z, you gotta put Kanye at least a couple.
I'm sorry.
Jay-Z doesn't make it without Kanye.
I feel like T.I. and Kanye have done.
Okay. I have to do this.
I don't think Jay-Z gets higher after a certain album level without Kanye.
I have to. Okay.
Blueprint 2 went on.
Busta and Kanye are going to have some teeter top.
Now you're breaking it down on who makes their beats and who. No.
Listen. I'm saying I don't think Jay-Z continues his career path as great as it is without Kanye.
We don't know that.
I don't think so. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Because a lot of Jay-Z's credit goes from other artists. He pulls shit from other people, and then that's what makes his music.
So, Drake does the same thing.
Yeah.
Man, if I was trying to be biased,
I don't think Jay-Z.
If I was being 100% biased, I would put Cameron in my top 10.
If I was biased, 50 Cent would be number 2 to me. 50 would be number 2.
Cameron,
if I'm being biased.
Like, people who know me know Cameron is my favorite rapper of all time. Like,
yo, I hate when people does this argument with, like, hey, Kanye has at least 2 or 3 trash projects. Name an artist who doesn't.
Hey, all rappers do. I mean,
name an artist that doesn't have a track.
All rappers who's at least been out 10 years got at least 2 albums that are like.
Like, what is this?
Kendrick only got 4 albums.
I don't think Kendrick makes a top. No.
Kendrick only got four albums.
I think Kendrick spaces
Section 80.
Kendrick spaces his music not enough to where his prime won't go away too fast. He spaces his music out enough in a good way.
To me,
he doesn't come out too consistent
since 2010. Oh, since for 10 years.
It's 2019.
Kendrick just became like out there like 5-6 years ago.
But that doesn't mean that's when he didn't work.
Nah, you're right, but nobody cares about what you do until you become popular for doing it.
If you
6 years is a pretty,
you know,
what I'm saying? 6 years is a nice little.
Nobody cares about what you do until you. Nobody cares what you do.
If you get nobody to like, if you get to,
during Infinite, but
if you get to like
album,
a solid 6 albums, that's like flawless. 6, he's already at 4. If you get to 6,
it's just like nobody cared about what like 50 cents was.
Five, you already there because DMX got 5.
He had a bunch of
albums.
Yeah,
but
he had a lot of projects.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I still thought Grant
Stark
was pretty good.
Yeah,
that's what I'm counting.
After
you start your album.
Whoa, give me a sign!
Yeah, but like what Moose is saying, like nobody cares about like what you've done before your actual run starts. I'm like, I feel like your run starts when you drop that first album.
That first thing.
Like, before that, you're just in the studio playing around.
You're not saying Kendrick's been out for 10 years. I just heard of Kendrick Lamar. I didn't know nothing about Kendrick until.
Do you know about Flatbush Zombies?
Four or five years ago. No, I don't.
Okay, their song is on Madden this year. But this is their second album that they just did, Vacation to Hell, that came out 5 months ago.
I feel like Kendrick wasn't getting radio time and wasn't on features and until,
but
like
you can
I
say
said,
that about
three, 4 years
so
ago.
So here's the question.
You can say that about every
here's
artist.
A good hip-hop question, though. Here's a good hip-hop question, though, guys. Why have nobody brought up J. Cole yet?
Because I don't think he's the same thing.
You don't think he's there, right?
No. Same thing with Ben Simmons. Exactly. If J. Cole's not exactly there, then Kendrick's not there.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Which I agree. I was like, that's a fair assessment. I was like, okay, that's fine.
I think Kendrick's body of work is better than Cole.
Kendrick's closer.
No, you can't. Born Sinner is better than any Kendrick album?
No, I'm saying Kendrick's body of work is better.
That's
what I said.
Don't dare say that. I hate that.
No. What, Born Sinner?
Yeah, I can't say that.
The second one?
I fought tooth and nail to love that album. I really did, and I was like,
"You should listen." I get out a good solid 3 listens. After listen 2.5, I'm like, "This ain't for me."
I fought myself to love this album. I was like, "I swear this is good." You ever have that album? You're like, "Yo, come on, y'all, it's good. Come on, let's listen to it." Nobody wants to listen to it but you.
That was me on every Cameron album.
Yup.
Because Cameron is my favorite rapper.
Like, I'm the same way with 50 Cent. I'm defending
Cam.
I was defending shit with 50
Cent. Like, Cam, like,
Cam is my
everybody said that shit was dumb.
Cam is my favorite rapper.
Is that the one with Down and Out and shit on there?
Yeah. Down and Out. No,
that's probably one of the best
Get Them Girls, yeah.
That's probably one of the best albums of all time, dude. I've never had an album I've listened to.
Dude, let me tell you something.
Every song.
I'll put this on my grade. I was sitting in the wheelchair on
every single song.
Purple Haze has some of the dopest beats I've ever heard.
I'm telling you, where's the content at?
I'm telling you this now.
Where's the content?
And I'm not being.
Yeah, so back to our sponsors.
I'm not being biased though with this. I feel like Purple Haze, top 10, one of the best albums in my 10.
That's in your car and nobody else's.
Yeah. Because that's the thing.
That is
fair to say. And the reason why is you have to be a Cam fan.
Yeah,
to listen to.
That's a lot of artists.
If you're not a Cameron fan, you're not going to listen to Cameron.
No, I don't go out of my way.
You're not going to spend $20 on an album with somebody you don't like.
Yeah. I love hip hop, man. I love hip hop.
My boy swears by Jadakiss. Jadakiss is a phenomenal artist. I can't force myself to listen to Kiss of the Dragon. Right. I can't force myself to listen to Knock Yourself Out. I cannot do it. He's a great artist, but I'm just not a fan of his, and his sound does not do anything.
I was the same way with that Curtis album of 50 Cent.
You fought hard, didn't you?
Dude, I literally was like debating people knowing I didn't believe that
50,
shit.
That first 50 Cent album, Get Rich or Die.
My favorite album of all time.
That's probably the best
album.
That's
probably the one of the top 10 best albums of all time.
Yeah,
easily. Every song was fire.
I think it was the best debut hip hop album to ever grace.
And that's how I feel about No Purple Haze.
But that wasn't his debut album.
Check this out. That's the thing. But people don't like Cameron to give it a chance.
Let's expound on this. What's a favorite album from your artist, your favorite artist, maybe Eminem or Kanye, that everybody else hates but you like it? Just like he did with Purple Haze. Because everybody got that album with their favorite.
Relapse.
You like Relapse?
There was some Relapse tracks. I was like, all right.
Okay, let's have this conversation.
Shame.
Since we're talking about...
Don't fight with me about fucking M. Hold up. Don't fight with me about M. You asked me that goddamn question.
Let's switch this up real quick. I think me and you had this conversation.
Right.
About the M and MJ, MGK, or whatever his name is. MGK.
Okay, good.
It's 3 letters, bro. Come
I was going to say MGG.
MGG. He said it's 3 letters. Come on. Damn.
The whole this thing.
Okay.
How you feel about it?
We didn't dive into my M debate, but we'll get there.
Okay, so I heard M's first, and I didn't know what the hell was going on. I just know he went at.
Oh, the Killshot thing?
I heard Killshot first, and I was in Chicago with a buddy of mine, and he told me the whole origin of what happened.
Right.
Shout out to Big Swole.
She
watched it. Yeah, shout out.
I guess Eminem said a line in one of his songs that don't mention my daughter or whatever. Yeah. Blah, blah. And then MGK put out the first diss, and then Eminem responded. So I heard.
Press my thing.
I heard MGK's diss.
You see, right,
so you heard right,
the message. Press the message to read it.
And I was in love with Eminem's diss. So I heard MGK's this. And I thought MGK's this was so much better than Eminem.
You think it was a better diss? Hold on, what are we looking at? Hold on, go back. We got to shout out Big Swole, a.k.a. Ariel Hole.
She said,
Moose done said top 10 greatest album like 12 times. He can't count.
What? What?
Boost does said top 10 greatest album like 12 times. Shout out to Big Swole, man.
Yeah. Cam, JK Jr. So. Gonzalez, he goes, Cam is the only rapper that raps the same word with the same word. I keep the same boosters boosting.
Computers pew.
I keep computers pew.
I didn't want to go there. I gotta stay cautious. I'm not trying to be political.
But check this out. No, check this out. Check this out. I went to a school.
That beat hard as fuck.
Check this out. I went to school in New York, and you gotta understand me. That's how they talk.
The impact of
Dipset. So he's rapping. North, bro. Check this out.
It was insane.
Check this out. That's how they talk.
Oh, I went to school in Pennsylvania. Trust me, I knew the up north fucking. If we ever have a conversation about top ten impact in hip hop, top ten groups.
Dipset has to be in top 10.
Oh yeah,
easily top 10.
Easily?
Easily top 10. Dipset.
I got a finger
with the impact Cam did. Cam made wearing pink a thing.
Dude, you know how hard it is to make grown men change your whole style?
Right.
Because of your music, that's hard.
Yeah, but going back to the Eminem.
So you think you heard Rap Devil second and liked it more?
Yes, I think Rap Devil was better.
See, Rap Devil's more for your type of ears.
No. I'm gonna tell you why Rap Devil was better because I felt
what
like
that means.
No, I felt
he like Cameron. What the fuck you think it means? Cameron's the greatest album of all time. Check it out.
I'm gonna tell you why Rap Devil was better than Killshot. Because in Killshot, Eminem used the same exact formula that every rapper uses in dissing somebody. And MGK switched it up.
MGK made a song.
Listen to him. I'm not talking about a song. I'm not talking about...
MGK made a catchy song.
No, it couldn't. Take the lyrics out and just make it and put all his... Actual,
you just said take the lyrics out. What are you talking about, man?
MGK's... It was a song. He had lyrics. I'm saying take the lyrics out and just listen to what he says when he actually is spitting the bars he's spitting. Listen to me out.
I got you.
Eminem used the same formula that you hear in every goddamn diss song. The same exact formula. It's like going to a wrestling match and you watching 10 wrestling matches and they're all the same fucking matches. That's what Eminem's diss song is, the same formula. The reason why I like MGK's because he switched it up. He rapped about how great Eminem was, and he mentioned Eminem being the greatest rapper, that you're all this and you're all that. And the same goddamn songs tells him how big of a piece of shit he is, and how is that not great? That's like a wrestling promo. That's how they teach you to do a wrestling. When you make a promo, you put your opponent up and you talk him up before you break him down. That's what MGK did.
Yeah, you know, when a nigga ran in there, he got something to say.
That's different.
Okay. Did you listen to his album afterwards?
What, MGK? I'm not saying he was a better rapper. We're not talking about...
Did you listen to his album afterwards?
Check this out. Who's saying who's a better rapper? I never said anything about that.
Did you listen to his album? So what was the point of the battle? Who won the battle?
Who cares? Are we talking about a song diss? Are we talking about career? What are we talking about?
Y'all heat up. Y'all cook.
No. What are we talking about, Monty? What are we talking about? Are we talking about a diss? Are we talking about now?
Here's what you said. He switched up the formula.
I said the diss. I'm talking about
when it's a battle, it's one song. I'm talking about the whole career.
I understand that. But you just also said take out the lyrics in the diss song. And listen to his song with the formulas.
Because you say he made the song. I'm like, I don't care about if he made... I mean, that could have made a whole song. It was still the same formula that we hear when Nas dissed Jay-Z or when Cameron dissed Jay-Z. It's the same formula. It's the same formula.
Okay.
I'm talking about he switched the whole formula up. That's what I'm talking about.
Now, to that credit.
Obviously, Eminem is a better rapper, is a better artist, is a better everything.
Now, to this credit, me personally, I felt like the disses and the like little insults that MGK made on the record was a little playgroundish. Your beard is weird, your tracksuit screaming at the mic. And like I thought it was very elementary, and I think that's what caught a lot of people's ears because it was very simple. Eminem's was very like he was
very complex. He was a little bit more complex. It was up, down, it was here, here, left, right. You got to research some of the lines he was saying because they went back to like, oh, MGK made a song this year on this date. That's what he was dissing about. So it was a bit too complex. And MGK's, it caught a lot of people's ears because it was very simple. And people were like, oh, that's dope. Oh, that's funny. It was very upfront and easy to register for the masses. That's why a lot of people prefer his over that. And it had a hook to it. When you have a hook to it.
I think you're 100% right.
I feel like his formula worked for today's society.
I don't feel like I want to listen to a diss song
that's
and
my
then
point.
Go to a library and study.
That's my point. But that's my point.
I don't want to do that.
But that's my point. Right, it was easy to digest. Like, so was it better? Maybe not. That's hearsay. But the more complexity was on Eminem's side of the diss, but it was the MGK diss was very easy. It wasn't hard to register. I feel like the common rap fan could easily digest the MGK disses and the insults.
And that's why
stuff.
I feel like that was
because
better.
It was just one layer.
Right, yeah, it hit you.
It was one layer, and you got it.
You got it. Like
MGK,
you didn't have to go take a test.
Exactly. Dictionary
study,
shit.
Yeah, to understand what the
song was. So I understood why people liked it.
And also,
because it was a better song.
And also,
as well.
I felt like.
Oh, he's raising his hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this is the most size ever spoken on episode. Oh, oh!
Hip hop does this too.
That's the name of the episode. Size speaks.
Size speaks. There it is.
No. Well, all right. So the more complex raps, you said that works well in like battle raps. Do you?
No.
No.
I don't like. I hate listening to rap, and that's why I don't really like listen to Nas as much. Like Nas has had made some good music, but his some of his songs is way too complex. Like. I hate.
I know I can be what I want to be. That's not very complex.
No. But what's the thing about Nas? What's the thing about Nas that everybody says?
Oh yeah, look,
you need a dictionary to understand what he saw.
That's why a lot of people couldn't get KRS One.
Right, and like that's how I am with rap. Like when
we know,
like, I hate when
this was more so tailored towards Shane though. Like, okay, so Shane, you said, like, Eminem had the more complex raps. That's why you believed he is ahead of, or that's why you believe, was it Killshot? Was it what it was called?
I feel like that's why MGK, people more flock towards that and listening to that because that has more replay value because they can understand the lyrics.
It's easy. It's simple. Yeah.
Like, you don't want to listen to Rap God over and over again because it's too complex.
Yeah.
It's not that cool. Great. It's a great, lyrically, masterpiece, but it overloads your brain and your ears. So sometimes you just want to be like, let me put on some fucking... Drake.
So
you
follow
like Hotline Bling over and over again.
You follow battle rap though, right? Like
not me, not too much. No.
Oh yeah. I was gonna ask you about like how you felt about like Loaded Lux and.
See, that's
and
more him.
Like that.
If my buddy Ian was here.
The closest thing.
See,
to
that's complexity
rap,
too.
The closest thing to battle rap that I listen to is Wildin' Out.
Oh lord!
I'm not a big fan of Wildin' Out. I mean, I'm not a big fan of battle rap. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Like that's not my thing. That's not my thing at all.
See, look right there. Say, all right. Shout out to Darag Lynch. I heard that there was a movie called Killshot, and the story of it was a man called Coulson being hunted by an assassin, and MGK's name is Coulson.
Okay, well, yeah.
See, like I said, the complexities is very deep.
Most like that shit.
Tell him good job for going to study about that. Like, I'm not going there.
You was a bully in school, I swear. Oh, look, you like reading shit. Oh, you like.
What's that? Your job for wasting 5 minutes of your time to just research that.
Oh, he was such a bully in school. That's why he made the NFL, because he was fucking wedging kids in the. Oh, look at, he got a calculator in his pocket.
Hey, great job, guy. You wasted 10 minutes of your time researching that. Like,
look at, yo, this is the bulliest shit. You deserve to be a heel on Impact.
Hey, I'm a bad guy.
I'm not a good person. Oh my god.
God, I love hip hop. I love the like listen
I love it, but I hate it at the same time.
Like, hip hop is so subjective, there is no wrong answer to that shit. Like it just depends on who you like. It really just depends on
you'll fight to the death to defend Cameron any day of the week.
Yeah. I love Cameron.
Yeah.
I love him.
See, so, I'll fight to the death for him.
And I'm doing
I'll fight to the death for Kanye.
50 Cent? Look, bro, nobody can tell me no wrong about
50 can't do no wrong.
50 can't do no wrong to me, dog.
Oh, man.
With that music, like, that's my guy. So that's why everybody has artists that, like, they grew up with. And it's like, that is their person. Especially when you were younger and you grew up with that person. Bro, you can't tell him nothing.
You're right.
You know, like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I remember
when I was in high school, I got so many arguments about Cam.
Yeah. Bro, that's how it be, like, bro.
He says, you can dispute with him.
You get in arguments. You know how hard it is to defend Kanye West in this day and age?
I know.
This shit is fucking hard. I am going.
I like Kanye. I just don't know what the hell is going on with this.
I grew up with a backpack on my fucking back. Not even going to school. I was going to the fucking grocery store with backpacks on. They won't even let you in the corner stores with backpacks on, but people wore them anyway and shit.
Little CD player.
Anti-skip, right in your backpack.
That shit still skip.
It is hard as hell to defend a Kanye West today and age because I grew up with him. That's like that era, like them, the Commons, Commons late, but just the rebooted Common, the Lupe fiascos, all them. It's hard to defend Kanye. So y'all talking about defending 50, defending Cameron with wearing pink, talk about Pewter's Pewter. It is hard to defend a black dude wearing a MAGA hat, dating married to a Kardashian. You know how fucking hard that is to defend? I'm getting shot at.
Yeah, bro.
Kanye is nice. I like Kanye.
I love Kanye to death, but. I
love Kanye music.
His lifeline is running very short for me. I'm like, goddamn. That's why I switched up to Flatboy Zombies. Flatbush Zombies all day. What's up? Glamorousdead.com. What's up? Matter of fact, it's about time we start getting back to paying these bills and hitting these advertisements, these notes.
Yes, let's hit these advertisements. Once again, SwerveCityPodcast.PivotShare.com. Subscribe on the exclusive on-demand channel for $4.99. You guys just got to go to that site, SwerveCityPodcast.PivotShare.com. Subscribe for $4.99. We are now on the High Spots Network. We are now on Defy On Demand, and we are on Progress On Demand for you guys to go in, check out each episode of the content. Episode 9, Don't Waste Them, featuring Andrew Everett and Jason Cade, is now out on the channel right now, and also live in Seattle with Coach Manjay G, with Jimmy Havoc, with Melissa Santos, and Brian Cage is now live on the page as well. So make sure you guys tune in. Subscribe once again, SwerveCityPodcast.PivotShare.com. $4.99. We got behind the scenes content coming soon. We got studio sessions coming soon. There's music videos coming. That's my music videos coming soon. We have a lot of good things coming as well. And also make sure you guys check out my mentor, Charmelo Durant, with the From Ghetto to Greater book, which is out right now. If you guys go to Amazon, Barnes and Noble, catch that book. There is also an audio version that is written in poetry form. So if you guys want to listen to some music while guys spit some rhymes and tell a story about his life, how he met Busta Rhymes, how they grew up together, how he produced Bell Biv DeVoe, New Edition, Petey Pablo, make sure you guys go ahead and get that book, From Ghetto to Greater. Search that on Amazon right now.
And with that being said, we're going to go into the merchandise section of this whole thing. As you can see, we're in the Flatbush Zombies t-shirts merchandise, which you can get at thegloriousdead.com. We got Montezy and the man over there behind the camera side wearing the collar and elbow merchandise, the fall line, coming out this month, and we'll be issuing a new merchandise next month in November. You can find them at collarandelbowbrand.com. I repeat, collarandelbowbrand.com. And if you want to follow them on social media, Twitter and Instagram, you can hit them up at collarxelbow. I repeat, at collarxelbow. Collar with an A and two L's for y'all illiterate motherfuckers out there that can't spell. And of course, you got Pro Wrestling Revolver, one of our big sponsors. Instagram and Twitter, follow them at PW Revolver. And shout out to the man, that number one sponsor, at Around Seattle.
Around Seattle.
At Around underscore Seattle.
Thank you for all the merch.
All the merch, all the freaking equipment that we have.
Equipment, all the mics, everything around Seattle. Salute to you, my brother.
The man just actually sent me a birthday present. It just arrived today because it should have got here like 2 weeks ago, but moving to the new apartment. And yes, shout out to people that's watching right now on the streams, on the show. Why you don't see any posters or anything on the walls right now? We just moved to a new apartment. We didn't go far. We literally went like 30 seconds around the corner. Same complex, different apartment. So we're still in the process of putting a lot of new shit up. And new stuff and the old posters, you're going to see that probably the next episode. So.
Also as well, I got to plug this real quick because you know I got to do that. You guys can go to iTunes right now and check out the songs I made for both of these gentlemen here. You guys check out On My Own right now, which released 2 weeks ago from my man Moose over there. and Swerve biracial song that I put out last year, which is in rotation on Evolve and other promotions.
The excitement of
my dog Shane.
Of a song being plugged.
You guys can listen to those records right now on iTunes. It's only 99 cents. Help a brother out. Child support, no joke, and I got kids.
600 of them, to be exact.
602. So, I got two on the way.
Jesus, that was fast. Oh, man. So.
I reproduce quick.
Can you reproduce music more? Quicker?
Not really.
God damn. You ain't. Capital S-H-I-T. Anyway, moving on.
Oh, KRS-One. I didn't grow up on KRS. Shout out to KRS. I didn't grow up on KRS, man. Salute to him, though.
JK Junior Gonzalez got a nice little question right here. He said, is there any music artist that disappointed you growing up?
Wow.
That's a good question.
That's a good one. That disappointed me. Juel Santana.
Oh, I was about to get him, too. You took mine. Of course, that's yours.
Yeah, maybe him.
He was supposed to be the GOAT, bro.
He was going
to take He was supposed to be next. He was supposed to be next.
You know who that is?
Never heard of.
All right. What's up? Okay. Remember Murphy Lee?
I was really excited about Murphy Lee.
Mike Jones.
You were excited?
Mike Jones has some good songs, bro.
But you were disappointed when he didn't produce nothing?
Yeah, like, because his first, like, 2-3 songs were hot. And then he just...
Still Tip is still crazy.
Yeah.
Still Tip. That was his song. That was a Slim Thug song.
Wasn't that Slim Thug? That was Slim Thug's song at first. It was an old song with him.
It was Slim Thug, right?
And they redid it and put it out.
Yeah, that was Slim Thug, right?
Yeah. The first time I heard it was
Slim Thug's song. Yeah. Oh, okay. So Slim Thug, that beat still to this day.
Do y'all still remember Mike Jones' number?
No.
I don't remember.
So I'm 8004?
3,800 years ago.
230.
But man, Murphy Lee from the St. Lunatics, man.
What the hook gonna be is still a fire beat. That beat is hard still.
When he had that, when he had that fucking, the last verse on Shake Your Tail Feather with Diddy
and Nelly.
Oh my god.
And say Nelly ain't try to put his boys on it.
You putting Dre in your top 10 is like putting Diddy in your top 10.
Diddy never made a single rap album.
Yeah, he did.
Did he? A solo rap album?
Yeah. He made a solo rap album.
Oh, the Last Train to Paris was a dope one.
And the one from like 97, the one Missing You on it. What's that? The one Victory on there?
Oh, yeah. You can put Diddy up there. You can put Diddy up there.
Diddy is not going anywhere close on my top 10.
You can go.
You said that with all seriousness.
You said that. You can put.
He ain't going nowhere close to my top 10.
But in this play.
Huh? Press play. Press play. Yeah, that was trash. But it was there. Like
old Justin Timberlake throwaway songs.
You can say the same about Timberland. Yeah. You can say the same thing about Timberland. You can say the same thing about fucking Pharrell.
Okay, so let's bring up this question. You got Chris Brown, you got R. Kelly, and you got Usher, right?
Mm-hmm. Which do you not defend? Which is the hardest to defend out of all three of them?
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly just gets
in
trouble.
I'm ashamed of R. Kelly now to his day.
Dog, I listen to like...
I still don't know how R. Kelly got away from pissing on a 15-year-old girl.
Dude, you can't like... Dog,
that was R. Kelly.
He was making songs about this shit. It seems like you're ready. But it seems like you're ready.
I don't think she is, dog.
Check it out, though. The thing, everybody's talking about how OJ... Everybody, this is the thing I'm gonna get Montezzi.
What's up, bro?
Everybody talking about how did OJ get away?
Yeah, talk
how the
shit,
fuck did R. Kelly get away? I saw the video and that was R. Kelly on the video.
Bread,
like, no, how did he get away with that?
I mean, nothing but
he was like, nah, I just saw the one time. Like, he went to court. Was like, he went to court. That's not me, Judge. How did you get away with that?
Well, I think the reason was the judge is white and white people think all black people look alike. So you'd be like, oh, damn.
No, that's
damn.
A lie.
No, white people think all black people.
No!
How did he get away with that? That's the thing I don't get.
Because
he was obviously
he thought it was Terrell Davis
pissing on a chick, a 15-year-old chick at that.
That shit fucked up my line, Mark. Yeah. Computer.
You know how many computers got viruses because of that video?
No, I swear.
So, bro. Basketball season's coming up.
I had no. I had no.
Guys, I hate talking about rap. I just hate.
We talked about it for an hour.
I know. I realized. All
right, basketball. Let's talk hoops. Let's talk hoops.
Hold on, before we get to that, let's talk about this Khabib fight.
Oh, my God. I'm a big Conor McGregor fan. I just like cocky dudes. I don't know why. I just like.
Cameron, the cockiest rapper to ever live.
I just like cocky dudes, man. I honestly thought Khabib was too one-sided to beat Conor. But then I realized during the fight, I'm like, Conor's one-sided as fuck, too. Like, all he has is a stand-up. But, just in my opinion, I think the whole thing has worked. I felt like it was...
I do feel like promotions of it is worked.
Yeah, I felt like it was worked for Khabib to win it, just so that they could have a rematch. Double the gate, double the money that
he also
was
built
made.
A new star.
Yeah, he built a new star. Because
he can go on and, like, have other defenses.
Yeah, not only that.
Fill the box office.
Okay, they just made, I think they said they had, like, 20 million buys or something. How many people do you think is going to buy the second one? After that whole nonsense just happened with him jumping out the cage and...
cause a ruckus? Yeah. You think he paid that dude extra money to jump out and do that shit?
I think...
To cause, like, a scene?
Yes, same reason I feel like he paid for Conor to go do the thing with the bus. Because think about it, he did all that. He didn't have no jail time. Didn't get sued. Or they said he got sued. Like
they could have paid that lawsuit.
I think all the things that worked. Like they did that, so that's why they got 20 million buys, because he assaulted a bus. And that's why the next pay-per-view with them two is going to get probably 30 million buys. There's because he jumped out the cage. And you know what I'm saying? It's all worked. It's like it's pro wrestling 101. Like, it's worked. Like, I mean, it's smart.
Yeah.
It's smart. A little backstage.
I know if they have a part two, guess what? I'm going to go watch it. I'm sure we all going
to
go watch
it. I'm going to pay more attention to it. That's for sure. I don't know if I'm going to go watch it, but I'm going to... Like,
but you're not a big fan.
I'm not a big, yeah.
A big, like, UFC fan.
The last fight I watched was the Ronda Rousey return fight, and she got her ass
whooped. Yeah, check
it
out.
But I didn't know about it because like, other people had to tell me about
it. This is how stupid we all are. We all bought the fight to see Conor McGregor, that had no chance of beating Mayweather, fight Mayweather. We're idiots. Like, and that's what, and they know that. They know how dumb we are.
Why I pressed that $99 so damn fast?
You press that $99 knowing he had no chance.
That shit set for sale. I was like, beat?
And knowing he had no chance to win it. No chance. Like, same thing with me.
I'll pay you back.
Same thing with me. You know what? You know how dumb I am? Like, I knew he wasn't going to win. But
everybody knew.
I knew he wasn't going to win. But when they put that package up, I was like, man, he might have a chance.
Yeah, that white package, you, like, you start making those making sure, like, if he worked the jab,
you start really thinking about, like, shit, like, he ain't gonna win.
They ain't gonna win.
But what if they wanted me to say that?
I saw that first package. I saw that first fight package and I was like, man, Conor got the chance, man. Like,
and then you start, you start trying to make your $99 worth. So one time you hit Floyd, you went, oh yeah,
you won. That was a victory on every punch. It was like,
that's it, we got it. And then
when Conor got knocked out, I was like, god damn, they got my ass.
Each round went down.
You might as well have went to the horse races. Right. And just throwing that shit on, like, fucking.
Yeah. That's how they get you, dude. That's why I feel like it's all work, dude.
It's all an emotional trigger, bro.
Like, it's all going to try to work. Yeah.
There's a good chance. And then, like, also, this is like one of the few times you actually believe the hype videos that they were like,
yeah,
Conor can do this.
Conor got this.
Conor jumping off of buildings, crashing through cement. Like, that's really Conor. He can do that shit. Because the hype video made me believe it. Right. And I spent $100 on this shit.
Dude, it's a work. For a dude that's never lost a fight, for a split second, I thought a guy who's never boxed was going to be the and it just worked. That's how they get you. That's why I honestly believe this whole Khabib jumping in the cage. I think that all that stuff has worked. I think the bus situation was worked. I think all that stuff was planned.
What was, like, the reason for him throwing the stuff at the bus in the first place?
Get our dumbasses to buy the fight.
I was like, what was the purpose of this anyway?
I felt like if that whole thing with the bus didn't happen, I probably wouldn't have cared nothing about this fight. Because I don't know nothing about Khabib. I knew nothing about him. nothing about them.
I knew a little bit about Conor through the Floyd fight, but still, once again, I didn't know enough or care enough to really go out of my way to watch the Khabib fight.
Right, I didn't know much about Khabib until like maybe a week before the fight. I like Googled him to see what he does. I was like, man, this guy's a really good wrestler. But I was more hyped for the fight because I was like, man, this dude, if a dude threw whatever the bust that I'm saying on, I'm going to kill him. So I'm sure, you know what I'm saying?
So you think they didn't put in Khabib into the work of the whole
thing? I think that whole thing was a work.
You don't think Khabib had anything to do with it? You just think
I'm sure he knew.
You think?
I'm sure he knew.
I think it works better when one person knows.
Right.
Because then you get the actual natural reaction, which causes the
same
whole chaos.
Same thing. Just my opinion.
Like with any controversy or any, like, what's it called? Conspiracy,
right?
The word. We ain't conspiracy. Not everybody can be on it because it's not conspired anymore.
Just in my opinion, I feel like somebody told Khabib, maybe Dana, maybe that works. Somebody that works above Dana told Khabib, after this fight, if you win, jump over the cage and cause ruckus.
That's reality TV.
Yeah, that's reality TV. That's going to sell the next fight. If they fight again, that's going to sell the next fight. I feel like that whole thing is work. I think it's work.
That's possible. I'm not opposed to it because I feel like everything with that kind of money involved in it is going to be controlled a little bit more.
It's going to be controlled. Yeah. Like
anything with that much money investment, because there's millionaires working it, but then there's billionaires on top of that
working the millionaires.
So of course there's going to be some type of. So with that being said, do you think NFL's worked? You think there's a...
Not by the players. Maybe by the refs. Not the players. Because I played. So I don't think the players. But I do think if the NFL wants the Patriots to be in the Super Bowl... They might not be 100%, but the refs are going to try their best to get them to be in the Super Bowl. That's how I feel like NBA and NFL has worked. Because look at
there's no reason LeBron should be 8 championships in a row.
Not only that, also remember the game 1 of the championship last year with the charging?
Yeah.
Like can you tell me like that's like I feel like that was a work.
The charge call and all that.
I feel like if the powers to be in the NFL wants a certain team in the Super Bowl, they're going to make it. Because you got to understand, when you go to the Super Bowl, you make, depending on what teams are in there, because, for instance, if Pittsburgh is in the Super Bowl, their fans travel a lot compared to if Jacksonville's in the Super Bowl. They don't travel as much. Obviously, the NFL knows that, we're going to make more money if the Patriots in the Super Bowl compared to if Jacksonville in the Super Bowl. Or let's push for the Patriots to be in the Super Bowl.
With that being said, why do you think there's no mainstream teams that go to the championships? Like, Cleveland's not a mainstream team, really. Why is the Knicks not there?
I feel like you have to be in that position.
Falcons were there.
Like with the NFL, I feel like you have to be in that position to get worked in there. Like, if your team is 0-16, there's no chance to get in the playoffs to get. But I feel like if a team like the Giants make it to the playoffs, and they make the first round and they're in the NFC. NFC, but the Cowboys haven't been in the playoffs to even get that chance.
Right, like four or five years.
I guarantee you, if the Cowboys ever get to the playoffs, you best believe they're gonna push the shit out of them to make it the Super Bowl because that
could be why that stadium got built in Dallas because we want to host everything.
Right.
And catch the New York isn't doing well team wise on any sport except maybe the Yankees and the Mets, maybe possible.
The Yankees.
Yeah. So like that's why they have the Brooklyn Arena because it's generating all this press, like the WWE shows, the concerts. Everybody wants to host it in the new stadium because it's in Brooklyn. Just like Dallas, their team is.
You best believe if Dallas ever makes it to like the East and the NFC Championship, they're gonna push the hell out of them to make the Super Bowl. They're gonna get so many calls because that's money. That's money. Their fans travel.
Plus, you're getting 100 people, 100,000 people into the Dallas Cowboys Stadium compared to like pushing 20,000 into Indianapolis or some shit like that. You know, who knows? I'm too old for this.
I think everything to an extent has worked. That's just
like your list of hip hop top 10 rappers.
Right. I feel like all that, all everything is worth.
How much money did you pay to get Cameron on the top 10 list? How much money did you pay?
He paid me. He paid me a good bit.
How much money did you pay to get T.I. in the top 10 of all time?
I think he cracks it, man. I think him and, I told you, him and Kanye are like neck to neck at number 10. They got to like have a street fight. Whoever wins, get
you
it.
You know Kanye can't fight. Yeah. You know damn. He's from Chicago. He should be shooting anyway. Anyway, we also had, you was going into basketball.
I'm just excited about this. You know, I'm a big basketball fan.
Yeah, you're excited about this
season. Yeah. I have two teams now.
Besides my boy getting hurt. God bless America.
I have two teams. I'm sorry. First of all, you know me. Carmelo has been my favorite basketball player ever since he's been in the league. So whatever team he goes to, I have to support.
Don't shake on that shit.
I have to support whatever team.
I got Melo, ties to Melo. I can't.
Whatever team Melo plays for, I have to support that team.
I got
so
ties
with that
to
being
Melo.
Said, I have to root for the Rockets. And same thing with
That's
Russell Westbrook.
That's an easy team to root for, though.
No, but by the years I was rooting for the Knicks and they sucked ass.
Keep rooting for them.
Yeah, no, but
one day though,
Melo is not the three. Knicks is not my team. Melo is my team, I guess. Oh, okay. And the same thing with Russell Westbrook.
Who were you rooting for before Melo was on the Knicks then?
The Nuggets.
Whatever team Melo goes to, I root for. Same thing with Russell Westbrook. Whatever team Westbrook goes to, I root for. So if he goes to the Wizards, I'll be a Wizards fan. If he goes to the Lakers, I'll be a Lakers fan. Like whatever team.
I hope to God he don't go to
the Lakers. Whatever team Westbrook goes
to. Oh my
so
God.
So now my two teams is OKC and the Rockets.
Who holds the ball on that team? Nobody. Russell on the Lakers. Who holds the ball?
Dude, I tell people this year, dude. Oh, the Jesus. Lakers are going to be really good. Really
I give them
good.
Five or four.
I give them number three in the West. I give them three in the West.
I give them 5 or 4.
I give them 3. I say.
I still
Warriors, Rockets, Lakers, OKC.
I put
That's
OKC over
four.
LA.
I'm telling you, I think they're going to be good.
And you still
if you look at that team, they have.
You still also can't count out the Spurs and Utah.
Spurs lost to Marco Murray though.
You mean? DeMonte Murray.
Whatever his name is.
Yeah. Shit, it's all the same.
D. Murray.
Yeah. It's all the same.
Keith Murray. Who knows?
The fuck Murray. This is the reason why. I feel like Ingram, this is going to be his. This is going to be his all-star.
You ever been tired of investing in a player?
I feel like it's going to be his all-star.
Ingram going to drop 23 a night, bro.
Pound that. I'm saying he's dropping 20 plus a night this year.
Slim Assassin.
He's gonna be. I'm saying he's gonna be the Scottie Pippen of LeBron's being Jordan. He's gonna be the Scottie Pippen. And then that team they have a bench.
I'm not right. They do have a bench.
They have a bench.
The Cavs had a bench when they first started up last season too.
That's true too. Yeah.
But I'm also not ready to put that much faith into Lonzo yet.
Lonzo's coming off the bench this year. Actually, they said Rondo's a starter. They said Rondo's gonna be the starter.
How would you feel about that? That's like saying, oh, you're the big push. We're making you the main eventer. But then somebody signs and comes in. And, oh, we're putting the belt on him. We're gonna have to hold up on you.
But no, you got
to develop.
You
got to understand. How do you feel about that?
I feel that's great. I feel like that's the best thing that can happen to Lonzo Ball. Because Rondo only has a 1 year contract, so it's not like he's there for 5 years. He's only there for 1 year. Lonzo's there for 3-4 years. Rondo's only there for 1 year. He only has to learn from one of the best point guards of all time. He's learning from, and you got to say Rondo's one of the best point guards of all time. As much as you don't like it, he's one of the best, top 25 point guards of all time. You have to give it to him. Top 20. You give it to top 20 point guards of all time. And his job is to train and to mentor Ball, because he's not going to sign a long term deal with the Lakers. No. He's 31, 32. He's there for 1 year. That's the best thing that could have happened to Ball. You get to learn how to play professional NBA basketball with one of the best point guards of all time.
And Rondo's going to be a coach when he's done.
Yeah, and Rondo's going to be a coach, guaranteed. Yeah.
Guaranteed when he's done, he'll be a coach.
I think that's the best thing that...
What's the name? Fucking Isaiah Thomas.
And you forget,
got a short ass.
Check this out, and this is what people forget about Lonzo Ball. He's only 20 years old. He was 19 last year. He's 20 years old this year.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's getting older. Next year, he'll be 21. So he still has.
He'll still be healthy.
He still has time to be one of the best players of all time. He's only 21.
So run down your top West. We did that last.
My top West.
Top West.
Warriors. Warriors are still going to win the championship. This is what pisses me off about the Warriors. They got the Marcus Cousins, right?
Yeah.
This is what pisses me off.
Steph Curry.
They got the Marcus Cousins. They won the championship, right?
Yeah.
Without the Marcus Cousins. And for some dumb reasons, NBA analysts and scouts think that they're going to be worse when you pick up the best fucking center in the NBA. What sense does that make?
That makes no sense. They're doing it so nobody else can have them.
That makes no sense.
I think that
Montez, can you please explain that to me?
I think
if you're the best team in the NBA, right?
Yeah.
And you pick the best center in the NBA, how do you digress?
They have the top three players in every position.
Yeah. Check this out. The Warriors starting five is gonna be better than the East starting five all stars this year.
Matter of fact, can the East play 100%
agree with that?
Can the East just play the Warriors starting five?
The Warriors starting five is going to be better than the starting Eastern Conference All-Star starting five.
Oh, yeah. All of them have been starters for the All-Star
game. If you drop 16 a game and get two rebounds, you can make the Eastern All-Star team.
You know what? Somebody posted this.
You can come off the bench and make
Somebody posted this meme on fucking Instagram. I saw it. I died laughing. They was like, oh, man, we held the Warriors. We had Steph Curry down to 10 points, held Durant to 12 points, held Draymond Green to 8 points, held DeMarcus Cousins to 6 points, but Klay Thompson went over 50. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yep.
You're going to hold everybody down to like 10 points, and then KD's going to give you 48, and you're going to still lose. That's what's gonna happen. Like,
good luck.
How do you stop five All Stars?
You have to double team Durant alone, but you can't double team anybody.
Anybody on that team.
Yeah, you can't.
I have
Durant on 2K right now, and I'm shooting over everybody.
Check this out. Would you say the last 2 years DeMarcus Cousins would be the best son in the NBA? I'll say yes.
Yeah.
Now he plays for the Warriors.
Yep.
The best son in the NBA. Yep.
Easily.
Yep. It wasn't even like a.
Maybe last year you could argue Embiid, but I would still take Cousins over Embiid.
I'd take Cousins over him.
Yeah.
Maybe in three more years, Embiid?
Yeah. I would still take Cousins now over Embiid.
Now, yes.
Yeah.
Three more years, Embiid is going to be the best center. He's going to be untouchable.
That's if he stays healthy, because he has injury issues.
Yes.
But that's ridiculous.
But I'd be rooting for Karl Anthony Towns to break out.
Everybody's making so a big deal about Cousins. Achilles
injury. Man, put some metal on that bitch.
The thing that people don't understand about Achilles injury is it's only a problem if you're an explosive player. Cousins is not an explosive player.
He's going to be a post player.
He's a post player. It's not like...
He's going to be more of a post player. Now, all he has to do is really stand up and let everybody else run.
Somebody like Vince Carter, and I'll be like, man.
That's a guard.
Keep getting them checks, Vince. I'll see you.
Yeah. If that happened to Vince, I'll be like, oh, yeah, he's done. He's an explosive player. Like, if Derrick Rose, that happens, I'm like, yeah, he's done. This is DeMarcus Cousins. DeMarcus Cousins has no explosive joints in his body. All he does is post you up. He's like New Age Shaq. Not as good as Shaq, but that's pretty much what he is.
He gets spread on the floor.
Yeah, he can shoot.
Yeah,
he's like Shaq that can shoot, pretty much. Yeah.
That's a bold statement. But, so who run down your West?
Warriors.
Playoff picture in the West.
Warriors number one. Rockets. Rockets might have the best season, best record in the. Warriors 1, Rockets 2, and you can switch that back and forth. Lakers will be 3. OKC will be 4. Portland will be 5.
I don't put that much faith in Portland.
Hey, they were fourth seed last year, so you have to.
They built the over Timberwolves?
Yeah, they was over Timberwolves last year.
No, you put them over Timberwolves this year?
Yeah,
they're on Timberwolves. Yeah, definitely. Jimmy Butler, if he gets traded,
And they said their deal's already finalized, so him to go to Miami. But Portland will be number five.
You said four.
You said what about Utah?
Okay, OKC's four.
What about Utah?
I say Utah will be 6.
They're my dogs.
Spurs will be 7.
They got two of my favorite players.
8 is a throw between the Timberwolves or who else is out there?
For the West?
Denver.
Denver's going to be dope.
Timberwolves or Denver?
Denver might be dope. I put faith in Jokic.
And the East.
Celtics
number one. Celtics number one. Whoever.
Side going to be number one. You're going to be number two. That's basically going to be it.
No, Celtics and everybody else.
Celtics and however they fall out, like, who cares? Like, it's going to be Celtics and however.
It's going to be Celtics and Bismack Biyombo.
You get us four, get us five, get her in the game. Get her in the game, too. Let her play point, bro.
Honestly, we all could make a team. We could all make a roster.
Anybody see the thing that Spencer Dinwiddie said for the Brooklyn Nets?
He said
like, I'm unguardable.
That's what you're supposed to say.
Nobody in the Brooklyn Nets should say they're unguardable.
I mean, he probably is unguardable in Brooklyn.
In my career.
I mean, his 2K game on his PlayStation and his
house. I can't touch him.
Yeah. Maybe nobody on his team could guard him.
Maybe if you talk about his son, maybe.
He probably went off on a practice.
Yeah, he went over
the
practice.
Like, yo, I'm unguardable. I'm going to say it on ESPN.
But then he tries to clarify
reckless. It's always, I can't stand dudes that talk reckless on bad teams.
I mean, but check this out. He's probably going to make the All-Star game.
Spencer Dinwiddie on the East?
Yeah, he probably will, bro. I ain't gonna lie. He'll make a reserve.
Who's the best guards in the East? Kyrie?
Kyrie, I don't know.
No, you got, okay, who's
the good guards in the East?
Okay,
period.
Kyrie and Kawhi Leonard are a lock. Kyle Lowry's probably a lock.
Yeah.
Kyle Lowry, Kawhi Leonard, John Wall, Bradley Beal, if Porzingis is ever healthy.
Embiid, Simmons.
I can't tell you any.
Next subject.
Goran Dragic might make it.
Goran Dragic.
He might.
I never want to give it to guys like Goran Dragic. Yeah. But he is flat. He has glimpses of flashiness to him.
Oladipo's a lock. He's a lock.
Who the homie from Charlotte?
Kemba Walker.
He's a dude I want to get out of Charlotte.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. And Capella was doing. They didn't need to pay Howard all that money when you have Capella.
Now they're paying that money.
God damn, you got to be Jesus Christ to make the Western team.
You know what I mean? We were talking like
there's gonna be so many snubs and shit.
Because you gotta count all the entire starting five. You gotta work from there. The entire starting five from Golden State, and you gotta work from there.
Because
Blake Griffin ain't gonna make it. Well, he's on the East now.
He'll make it.
He'll make it, but
by default.
Yeah.
He'll make it just on name saying.
He'll make it off name.
Giannis will make it.
He'll be leading vote getter probably.
You always forget about Milwaukee. Why is that a thing?
Because Milwaukee sucks. Like, they're always going to be good, but they're not going to beat.
Ain't none of
those teams being the Celtics, man. Like, it doesn't, like, it's now LeBron ain't in the West East anymore. Nobody's beat. The Celtics just became the new LeBron.
They blew right past him.
Yeah.
He's a reporter.
Yes.
Yeah. They blew right past him.
Okay, I got you. It's still recording.
Okay, cool. Technical difficulties over there, gentlemen.
Oh, y'all heard that?
And Ghost.
Oh,
man.
Lord have mercy.
This should be about time we start winding down a little bit.
Yes, it is, brother. That's about that time.
Yeah, he wanted
some QT with this lady over here.
He want to leave so bad. He want to leave since the game.
I actually enjoy doing this.
Listen, episode 10, we brought up hip hop, and that lasted almost a whole show.
Episode, yeah.
Because you
got to defend Cameron. It takes an hour to defend Cameron. Maybe more. It take me two, three episodes to defend Kanye, so we ain't even going to touch that subject. That's too much content in itself.
And Miles named my
dog. I upset my own black folks.
The only thing my dog 50 got right now is Instagram. That's about it.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Okay. Hey, 50 fellow when he made that deal with Coke.
No, when he did Pimp and Curly, I knew his career.
No, when Coca-Cola gave him...
when Coca-Cola gave him
$500 million for a vitamin water, that's when his career... Like, I would have done the same thing. I'm like, fuck rap.
He's like, get in the studio for who?
Well, what?
Animal Ambition, here we come.
$500 million, you want me to rap?
Before I self-destruct, here we come.
Yeah. Don't talk about the albums like that, dog.
Album movies?
Hey, let
don't
me
talk five, about Don't talk about the albums like that.
Let me somehow get $500 million and you tell me to go
work, I like them albums.
Go work a show in New York. I'm like, what?
Go do what? Go
tell I think I'm the only person.
If
I like
you can get $500 million, you still wrestling? We got a problem.
I'll probably try to buy into a wrestling company. I don't think I would. I'll probably still wrestle, but I'll try to be more of an owner, like a Vince McMahon type.
And still wrestle? Those are worse.
Maybe once in a while. Maybe once in a while, doing it. But I wouldn't do it. No, check this out. I wouldn't do it. It wouldn't be like, oh, I have this show this weekend, show next week. It would be like a once in a. Maybe once a month type thing, just to, you know what I'm saying? But if I had that much money, I would try to be like, maybe buying the Impact or make Impact bigger than what it is, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, or buy into a Ring of Honor.
Oh, yeah, man, $500 million. I would create the Montezzi sweatshop. All you motherfuckers write my bars for me. All of y'all. Give me all your best lyrics. All your best shit. And I'm going to take it and then not pay him anything.
Yeah, that's 2003 hoes.
Yeah.
Like 2003 hoes.
Take all this shit and, you know, wrap it and then be called one of the greats and then bye. Yeah. That's it.
And marry a fucking another R&B artist. Not a bad exit plan.
Not a bad exit plan.
Not a bad exit plan.
Who's got more money than you?
Maybe. It's like Tom Brady. Giselle got more money than him.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's crazy.
We actually, I forget who I had this conversation with. And let me see what you got to say. And I hate to bring wrestling up, but this does involve a wrestler. Who do you think is more popular, Tom Brady or John Cena?
Tom Brady.
I say Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Tom Brady.
I say Tom Brady.
I say Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
But the only reason I would have said John Cena is because...
Films.
But if you're talking about just wrestling, I would say Tom Brady. Might say John Cena just because John Cena has done some movies that's actually hit theaters and
blockbusters
and people recognize him for being an actor and not a wrestler.
My younger sister just turned 16 years old. She didn't know The Rock wrestler. She didn't know Dwayne Johnson was a wrestler.
Right, yeah.
So that's how
far. And she knows he's an actor.
She knows Dwayne.
As an actor, she don't know The Rock.
She's for the longest time, she was like, why is it? Why do
so that's why, and that's why we. I had this conversation.
That's how far, far we're removed wrestling and actual
things. My homegirl said the same shit.
I said John.
One of my homegirls said the same shit.
Yeah, that's how far we're removed from wrestling.
I say John Cena, the actor, is probably more popular than Tom Brady, the football player. Well, Tom Brady, the football player, is more popular than John Cena, the wrestler.
Well, Nikki Bella is the most popular people on the WWE roster. Yes. Like, surely just because of Total Divas.
Total Divas.
It's mainstream appeal.
Right.
Like, we love it. So Seth Rollins is the top wrestler in the planet right now.
Mm-hmm. And
Nikki Bella is more even popular than him.
Right, yeah.
That's just the way it is. And females also actually generate way more followers.
Right, than obviously. Anyway. Like, look at Giselle. She makes more money than Tom Brady.
I will gladly look at that. Thank you for that.
And she's probably more recognized around the whole world than Tom Brady is. Yeah.
Without a doubt. Yeah.
Without a doubt, yeah.
Well, football's still like not as... Is it still... when you were playing, was it still like a global thing where like...
Football's never going to be global.
No?
No.
Even that they play the London games and the Mexico games?
If Tom Brady goes to Japan, I highly doubt anybody knows who the fuck Tom Brady is.
They just see a tall white dude walking
around. Yeah, but... Like, that's the thing. If John Cena goes to Japan, I'm sure they've seen his movies, and so they do know who he is. So that's the point I make. John Cena, the actor, is more popular than Tom Brady, the football player.
John Cena goes to China, they know who he is.
Yeah, because they have movies. Yeah, the movies play worldwide. Wrestling isn't worldwide. Football isn't worldwide. Movies is.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Well, we're going to close this out on a good note, because Moose is getting sleepy.
For sure.
And... we going to let you close this out, Mr. Moose Man. I would tell you to bring up some of your outfits, but we don't have them available.
Oh, no. I wish I could have wore one of my outfits tonight, but they're on their dry cleaners. And some of them are getting made right now. So
Professional.
Yeah.
So let's promote what you got coming up on the Impact, on the NBC.
Sunday, the biggest pay-per-view of the year.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think he's here, y'all?
Impact Wrestling. Bound for Glory, and I'm in a match with a guy that was my best friend, Eddie Edwards, and not anymore. And I get to whoop his ass this Sunday.
Watch out for that candlestick.
And I get to come out with the music that this gentleman right here made me.
So
and
watch
out. I'm on a run right now, man.
And got a lot of buzz. I actually tried my best to have him be
be part of my entrance, but that got shut down. So maybe next time.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next time.
It'll happen.
Maybe Slammiversary.
It'll happen.
Maybe Slammiversary.
Maybe Slammiversary. You never know.
They got plans.
But how can you? How can the viewers watch this Bound for Glory?
You can watch it on Fight TV. I don't know how exactly on Fight TV. I just know that Fight TV will be happening.
Just go to FightTV.com.
Or if you have cable, you can order it on pay-per-view. I think it's like $40-$50.
There you go. $40-$50 worthy.
Yeah.
Shout out to my dog,
Dad. You know what you should have done? You should have threw a trash can at a bus to promote this shit. Then people would be like, oh.
No, I did more than that. I kidnapped his wife. But he got it back.
That promo was fire, bro. Yeah, I got to eat some love on that, bro. Sure. That probably,
are you condoning this activity right now?
Am I condoning this?
Yes.
Hey, don't kidnap at home, okay?
I'm not.
Yeah, please don't.
Don't
kidnap at home.
Well,
all
right.
That's the title of the episode.
Don't kidnap at home.
That's the title of the episode.
Hey, kids, grown-ups, kidnap.
Do it at the gym. Do it at GameStop.
Yo, he didn't
do it when you're going to your... Do it when you're going to your local grocery store. When you're walking in the mall, kidnap. But do not kidnap at home.
I'm talking about to the guys watching this. Kidnap is not a good thing. You would actually go to prison for that.
No, that's not good.
But for some dumb reason, I kidnapped my ex-best friend's wife.
But this is a real conversation we're having right now, Desmond.
I did. I kidnapped Alicia Edwards.
Speaking of Des, why don't we have him on?
When he don't feel like locking himself in the room all night.
Okay, let's lock this up. Let's finish this up right now so I can.
Yeah.
We're like branching out, and I felt like that was about to happen. Was about to branch out to another 20-minute conversation.
Yeah.
That's how much fun he has on the Swerve City podcast, man. It's a good time. Last time he was here was on Swerve Talk, and we don't even do those no more.
Swerve City podcast.pimpashad.com. Make sure you guys subscribe. Episode 10 will be up this weekend, and another episode. Yeah, we have another episode coming up. I'll choose which one I want to put up, but you guys will get another one coming up soon. So you have two this weekend coming from the new one and the older one that was on YouTube. That will be set on private immediately after it is put up. So make sure you guys subscribe right now for $4.99 a month. Behind the scenes content coming soon. High Spots, Progress Wrestling, Defy On Demand. Make sure you guys subscribe to the channel and look at what we got going on.
FlatbushZombies.com or Flatbush Zombies merchandise, GloriousDead.com. Check them out. Get your merchandise from the Flatbush Zombies, Pro Wrestling Revolver. Follow our new sponsors, Instagram and Twitter, at PW Revolver, Collar and Elbow Brand.com to pick up the new Collar and Elbow Ball Line merchandise. And follow them at CollarXElbow on Twitter and Instagram. Shamello
Durant from Ghetto the Greater. Find that on Amazon and Barnes and Nobles, all websites, bookstores, audio versions, things of that nature. And once again,
we're going to leave you with this nice and simple message. Be confident in everything you do.
And wash your motherfucking ass. Good night.
All right, let's get out of here. Because I'm kind of hungry.